Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg lead New Jersey Democrats in the nomination contest for the presidency. The most recent statewide survey of New Jersey adults, including those who are self-identified Democrats or lean Democratic, from the Fairleigh Dickinson University poll finds about a quarter of support for each candidate. Sanders attracts the support of 24%, with Bloomberg at 23%. Behind them is former Vice President Joe Biden, with 16% support, former Mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg with 10% support, and trailing behind are Senators Elizabeth Warren, 7%, and Amy Klobuchar, 3%. 11% remain undecided. Support for each candidate is virtually unchanged among those who are registered, or who say they intend to register before their party's primary in June. It's a clear distinction between the moderate and progressive wings of the Democratic Party. Sanders has captured the hearts and minds of Jersey progressives, much to the dismay of Warren, while Bloomberg is it for moderates, even though he has yet to appear on a debate stage and hasn't competed in any primaries or caucuses to date, said Krista Jenkins, director of the FDU poll and professor of politics and government. These numbers are likely to change as the contest progresses, but for now it's clear who's dominating in the Garden State. Sanders has a commanding lead among millennials and these 18-34, with 44% supporting the Vermonter. A plurality of non-whites support Sanders, 32%, as do those with household incomes below $75,000, 29%. Bloomberg does best with older Democrats, 55 and older, 29%, but so does Biden, 25%. The former mayor of neighboring New York City is the clear choice among those with incomes greater than $150,000, 41%, and also does well among those with incomes that are just shy of $150,000 and more than $75,000, 31%. Gender differences are negligible, but it's notable that significantly more women, 10%, than men, 4%, support Elizabeth Warren. And fewer women, 20%, than men, 29%, support Bernie Sanders. Sanders is doing about as well in New Jersey as what national polling averages are finding, but Bloomberg is performing better in the Garden State, said Jenkins. Some of that could be simple name recognition, as Democrats are more likely to know something about Bloomberg than are others nationally. Enthusiasm for voting in the Democratic primary is also running high. The average score on a 10-point scale that measures voter enthusiasm for participating in the June primary is an 8 overall. Turning to hypothetical general election head-to-heads, in which all respondents were asked, the president loses to all of the top Democratic candidates. If the election were held today, he would lose by the widest margin to Michael Bloomberg, with a 24% gap between support for the president, 31%, versus that for Bloomberg, 55%. The gap is narrowed, and more closely approximates what Donald Trump lost to Hillary Clinton by in 2016, in head-to-heads with Biden, 52%-34%. 18% point gap, and Sanders, 52%-35%. 17% point gap. Other candidates do slightly worse than did Hillary Clinton in 2016, with a 10 to 13 percentage point gap between their support versus that for President Trump. Warren and Buttigieg both beat Trump by 13 percentage points, with Klobuchar besting the president by 10 percentage points. Similar numbers are found among those who are currently registered, or intend to register before the state's primary, N equals 715. Bloomberg beats Trump by 24 points, 56% to 32%. Biden beats Trump by 18 points, 53% to 35%. Sanders beats Trump by 17 points, 53% to 36%. Warren beats Trump by 14 points, 50% to 36%. Buttigieg beats Trump by 12 points, 48% to 36%. And Klobuchar beats Trump by 11 points, 47% to 36%. The president has, at this point, few defectors in the various hypothetical matchups. The problem for him is that New Jersey remains a largely Democratic state, with party identification very predictive of choices in this historic presidential election, said Jenkins. Garden State women are particularly sour on re-electing the president. Women give Trump no more than 30% support in any of the matchups. When compared with men, a gender chasm, rather than gap, is clear. Men are significantly more divided in their general election choices in all matchups except for Bloomberg. Half of all men support Bloomberg, as compared with 37% support for Trump. The president does poorly among non-whites in the state. Across the board, he loses among minority voters by sizable double digits. The region, however, is a largely insignificant indicator of support for either candidate. The president does better among southern New Jersey residents, 40%, as compared with support for him in the north, 31%, and central Jersey, 34%, when pitted against Bernie Sanders. And the same is true when he is up against Michael Bloomberg, with 36% of South Jersey voters supporting the president, as compared with 26% for the president in North Jersey. However, in both cases where region showed significant differences, Sanders and Bloomberg remain favored.